Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
The Rangers win at 4-1, even the series at 2 games apiece.
I would say from start to finish, that was their best game of the postseason.
For the most part, we did a real good job.
They were the better team last night. The Garden was electric. The hit from Trouba was phenomenal.
Now a big collision. Trouba and Domi.
Good clean hard hit and a big push.
They are resilient, and they showed it again last night.
So now you got to find a way to go into Carolina. You have to win one game in Carolina here.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, let's go. A little sleepy this morning. Wipe the crust out of your eyes and let's roll, baby. DPHRO Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We will get back into the Rangers later in the show. Stump Rothenberg, 6:45 this morning. I feel like Stump Rothenberg has taken a hockey theme this postseason.
Well, I think people are excited about the Rangers, man. I mean, you say you want questions that are...
I just want good questions.
Well, yeah, good questions, but questions that are relevant to what's going on. And right now, I mean, Rangers in the midst of a little bit of a run here.
What happens if they were to... And we'll just close it here. What happens if they win the whole thing?
But don't start doing that now.
I mean, what happens? Do you go into hiding?
Now, why are we going to do this now?
What do you mean?
Oh, you were mad when people called in a couple days ago and said the Rangers are going to win it in six, and now we're talking about winning the Cup.
No, I'm not talking about winning the Cup. I don't think they will. I'm not saying that's going to happen. If I say it's going to happen, that's an awful look. I'm just saying, what happens if they do? Like, do you go on a bender? Do you just start driving for pizza in the middle of other counties? Like, what happens?
I'm missing, probably.
The waiting is over! The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions!
June 14, 1994.
I think it would be only right if they gave me a month or two off.
I think you're right.
To recover.
I think you're right. Oh, God, would that be good.
Like, hey, I'll see you for football season. Like, something like that.
When are the Stanley Cup Finals? Do they go into July?
No. June 30th is the latest potential game.
So I'm on vacation that week, by the way.
Oh, if you're on vacation, I'm on vacation. That's how this is working.
That's what you guys think.
But you better hope they don't do that, because they'll definitely make you cancel your vacation if the Rangers are in the Cup final.
What do you mean make me cancel my... They don't even look at me.
RJ,
I'm a nothing. I'm a peon.
No, you got to be here. You got to be at the games. You might drop the ceremonial first puck. You got to be around.
I'll tell you what, if they ask me to drop the ceremonial first puck, I will cancel my vacation.
All right, we'll see what we can do about making that happen.
I'd like to throw the first pitch. I think that would be nice.
Jay Williams apparently is going to throw out a first pitch in a Mets game.
Which is ridiculous.
He's not even a Mets fan.
I don't even know what kind of fan he is. I don't know who he roots for besides Duke.
Well, the Nets.
Well, I don't even know. Does he?
Well, he says he does.
I don't know.
So he's another fraud.
Yeah, that whole it's a show of frauds.
Max is the biggest fraud. Max
the
was
biggest.
A diehard Knicks fan. He gave up on them.
I tell the Mets fan that the closer is like the third most important.
Yeah.
Third most important guy out of your bullpen.
Yeah.
Tell the Mets fan that today.
Yeah. Third most important. Maybe fourth.
With our third blown save of the year already from Diaz.
Like the long inning guy, then the closer.
Yeah. The guy you bring in for high leverage and then the closer.
Michael King, speaking of the
We talked about this yesterday. We talked about their bullpen.
Yeah. It really feels like it's come back to life, huh?
Come back to life? No. I mean, I think it's... come back down to earth a little bit.
Well, that's what I meant. Like, come back to reality.
You know, Kinger came in and, you know, we had our chances.
Kinger came in, they had their chances, and Kinger was not good.
Kinger was not good. That's the fourth blown win for Montgomery this season already.
Do you see his rec? He's 0-1.
No, I know. He gets no run support, and then when he does, they blow wins for him.
I mean, the Orioles are, that's a lousy team. How do you struggle the way, it kind of feels like the Yankees are on the, and again, they win
again.
Well,
then you lose Stanton last night.
I know, but doesn't it feel like the worm is turning a little bit here at the Yankees?
Well, no, man, this happens though, man. During the course of a season, it happens.
It may happen if it they lose today, tonight, lose 3 out of 4 to the Rays. This happenstance is going to start to send people over the edge.
Well, yeah, I mean, because now all of a sudden that's a different story altogether. Like, there was doom and gloom for the Mets, right? When Scherzer went down, it's like, oh no, we got McGill's already out. DeGrom's been out the whole year. Now we lose Scherzer. How are we going to deal with this? And the Mets have found a way. This is going to happen. You're going to stumble a little bit. There'll be rough patches.
I get it, but it doesn't feel like the Yankees fan can endure the rough patch.
Right now, no. The Yankees fan feels on edge.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That we are this close from
melting.
All hell breaking loose with the Yankees.
I would agree with that.
They're 30-13.
Oh, I get it. But what I mean, if what you just said happens, where all of a sudden they drop one tonight, they drop one tonight, and then they lose 3 or 4 to Tampa.
Well, I want to be careful of my words, but I don't know. Lucky they were fortunate to win the game last night.
I couldn't even. Could you imagine the phone calls with what happened if they? Well, they didn't. So Hicks is at third with one out. They don't find a way to get him home, and then they lose. In the 11th? They don't score in the 11th?
It almost happened.
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine the phone calls being taken today?
No. Again, because I think it's that tenuous with the Yankees fan. But just a great story. And really, the reason you love sports is this Jose Trevino story.
Yep.
I mean, what do you have? 3 hits last night?
3 for 4, 3 RBIs, yep.
And then I didn't know. Now, maybe they were saying it during the game, but I didn't know. I guess it would have been his dad's 69th birthday. Yesterday, and his dad passed away years ago. And as he got the game-winning hit down the left field line, he's discussing that. What was he saying? Like, that was for you, Poppy?
That's awesome.
I mean, that's sports, man.
It's amazing, man. I mean, he was fun. It's funny, too, when Judge hit that ball the right field, he was the first one. He was already jumping onto the field. He thought it was gone to celebrate. He had a good night.
He had a great night. Yep. And the Yankees, they don't and they won't get a lot from their catcher. Were catchers, but they sure did last night. He saved that game for them.
He did. He was good. Torres had a couple home runs last night. The loss to Stanton, though, because, I mean, he was in one. We were talking about this yesterday, too. He was in one. He's like one of those stretches where it looks like he can't make contact.
Yeah, it feels like the things are slipping for him at the moment, yes.
And now he's dealing with the calf, so we'll see how long that lasts.
All right, let's hear some audio. This is the Yes Network, Jose Trevino on the walk-off hit last night.
Just trying to do my job every night. I'm not trying to do more than what I'm supposed to do. Just trying to do my job. It just shows what's going on in that clubhouse. We're going to stick together, and we're going to move forward from it. And that's huge. That's a huge win for us. You know, the pitchers came out, threw the ball well, and we got some timely hits.
Isn't it? It's amazing that we're talking about a May 24th win as you're 29-13 as a huge win for the Yankees.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, it's just you got to put that into context, though, with how the season started, how angry Yankees fans were to where we're at now. And it feels like, I mean, you mentioned Michael King, Chapman's on the IL, Chad Green has to get Tommy John, now Stanton has a calf issue. You got guys on COVID, this whole Josh Donaldson distraction. Like, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on right now.
I know. But could you, you're 30-13.
No, I get it. But still, I mean, but that's not really what people are focused on right now.
I don't think he's wrong. That's the amazing thing. Like, we're sitting here. It's May 24th. I thought that was a pretty meaningful win over the Orioles last night.
I think it was. Because, I mean, you mentioned it, too. Like, you got to beat up on the Orioles, right? Like, we know that going into the season. And then on top of that, you're going to be in Tampa to play the Rays.
What they've played, 12 games against Baltimore now?
They are.
I think they're 8-4.
8-4, yep.
That's 8-4. A lot. All right, so Stanton left the game. Where are we injury-wise? Here is Aaron Boone.
Somewhere lower leg, so he's going for an MRI tomorrow. Not sure, like, if it's the calf, it's a part of the calf or what, but we'll know more in the morning.
I don't like this at all.
I would like to buy an MRI tube and just use it for Mets and Yankees. I could quit this job.
You sure could.
the amount of MRIs these two teams have.
I don't like this at all. Because how many guys do you look at in that Yankees lineup and you're like, yeah, that's a big time hitter
right now?
Yeah,
not many.
Three, four.
I would say Judge. I would say LeMahieu, Stanton. Yeah.
Or maybe that's it.
Rizzo had a home run last night. He's kind of slowed down.
But he's slowed down a lot in May.
But, yeah, and I mean, but especially their lineup now. Like, when you look at the bottom of their lineup now.
The bottom of their lineup now is an unattractive look. And then you find out before the game that LeMahieu can't play.
Yeah.
What is he? What was he? A wrist with him?
Wrist discomfort.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I don't know how you would like that. I mean, you went from, you know, this is the whole cliche of it's a good problem to have. This is not a good problem. You have all these guys that want to start, and someone's going to have to, you know, someone's going to be on the bench. Someone's going to be unhappy. And now you got Gallo's on COVID protocols. Donaldson's on COVID protocols.
LeMahieu can't play.
Stanton's hurt.
Green. Chapman. I mean, when they say these things happen in bunches, this is a lot to have to endure.
It's amazing.
It's a lot. And look at the Mets too.
Yeah, but all these teams go through it.
I know.
These are the moments. Like these are the moments during the season where, like it tells you a lot about the group.
Yeah, it tests you is what it does. All right. Here's the update from Booney on LeMahieu.
DJ got an MRI today. It was clean, so that was really good news. He got a cortisone shot tonight, so we're pretty optimistic that, you know, hopefully he's back, if not tomorrow, the next day probably.
All right, so that doesn't sound nearly as daunting as what's going on with Stanton.
Well, you don't know yet. I mean, Stanton, you don't know yet because you got to get the MRI to figure out what's going on, but it's not a great sign. I mean, well, another leg injury for
him. If you have an injury that necessitates an MRI, right there in its own right, I think, has to be concerned.
Well, he just told you that DJ LeMahieu had an MRI, but it came back clean. So, I mean, that was, again, you don't know what you're going to see. It could be it was just tight. It seized up on him, and they just want to make sure. Like, you don't know.
There's a tendonitis in there.
But it's, no, I'm talking about Stanton.
Oh, okay.
But with Stanton, I mean, he has a history of leg injuries. Like, he's a big, powerful guy that has a history of leg injuries. So, yeah, I mean, that would scare me. Because, again, I mean, Judge has been one of the best players in baseball, and, you know, until recently where, you know, Stanton's been on a bit of a slide here. I mean, he's one of the guys you're relying on.
He sure is, and that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DiPietro and Rothenberg presented by Progressive Insurance. Could you imagine if the Yankees would have lost last night and then somebody by the name of was it J.P. Sears?
Yeah, all those. What?
Make the start tonight?
All the Sears are gone, too.
Well, except for this one.
Except for this one, yeah.
Were you a big Sears guy?
Not a big Sears guy, no. No, I was trying to, there was an old Sears that I was interested in purchasing.
You wanted to purchase the building?
Yeah.
Or the actual department store
no,
Sears?
No, the building where the Sears was, because I thought it would be a perfect spot for a nice, beautiful hockey rink.
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It was a hockey rink.
How close did we get for that?
Nice restaurant and bar in there. There was some preliminary talk.
Now, I have a feeling a lot of your money wouldn't have gone into that. You would have had investors.
It would have been a lot of my money, but it would have been investors, too. That's a big project I was talking about.
I'm sure it is.
I almost bought the Bluefins when I played in Bridgeport, the baseball team.
So instead of the Bluefins and a hockey rink, you went with the alpacas and the ATMs.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, those have all worked out really well.
That's nice. DiPietro Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance.
I didn't even get an ATM. When the business failed, you would think that my dad would be like, hey, want one of these ATMs? No, no. I said, where'd the ATM go? He goes, I sold them. I said, well, where's my money? Oh, you wanted the money back?
Did he really say you wanted the money back?
No, I didn't. I just said keep it. It was listen. I took the L. I chalked it up. It was a mistake.
You're not great with investments, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I trust too much. You know what I mean? I'm very trusting.
Don't you have like beachfront property in like a deserted island?
No, it's not deserted. No, I have a beautiful piece of sand. Yeah, it's just sitting there. If you like to go, listen, I'll send Sherry, you and the kids. You get to be a tent, but it's beautiful.
Where is this?
It's in the Bahamas, just walking distance right to the ocean.
You still own this?
Yeah. What am I going to do with it?
Why don't you build a home?
Why would I build a house? Because the project's not finished yet. Why would I build a house? Next door neighbor was supposed to be Johnny.
What project is not finished?
I told you that story, right, about Johnny Damon? Did I tell you that?
You did, but I don't remember it.
Okay, so my buddy, one of the guys I was close with on the Islanders, had a house in the Bahamas that we went on a vacation down there. It was gorgeous, loved it, boat, all of it. And he's like, hey, you should take a look at this. You know, I have friends that have bought property in this new development. And it was supposed to be, like, I'll see if I still have the book, like the brochure for this thing. It's like this beautiful book. It was a reputable company. It was ultimately going to be a private Atlantis is what it was going to be. A couple golf courses, your own private casino. Like, it was gorgeous. Like, the idea was phenomenal. Your house is right on the ocean. Like, I could cast a fishing rod from my backyard into the ocean. Like, it was that awesome. Your neighbor was going to be Johnny Damon. He already bought two pieces of land. I was like, you know what? Sign me up. This sounds great. Not a long flight. So the whole thing goes sideways because everything collapsed. So I'm staying at a hotel and I walk down to the gym. And guess who's sitting on the bike?
Johnny Damon.
Never met him a day in my life. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to go ask him what he's doing with his property down on the Bahamas.
And what's he doing?
Nothing. Same thing as me.
Same thing, just eating it.
Just eating it. Yeah, he was trying to get people to buy. Like, he was trying to get someone to go in and buy it and finish it. But there's nothing we can do right now.
Well, that sounds terrific.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was supposed to be on 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh yesterday.
Yeah, you told me that between, 12 and 3 or something like that?
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
Why? What happened?
Well, I guess I took a little while to respond. So I said, all right, I can come on between, I think, 1:30 and 2:15 is good for me. Just let me know. And they said, actually, you took a little while to respond. Such a diva. Not a diva.
That's such a diva. I mean, give me like a 10-minute window.
I went back to sleep after the show. And when I woke up from my nap, I texted them. I said, yeah, 1:30, 2:15 is in my wheelhouse. I said, actually, we booked John Forslund. I said, how about tomorrow? I said, sure. I said, but I'll only come on if the Rangers win. And they're like, funny. You'll come on regardless, right? And I was like, no, I'm not coming on to discuss if the Rangers lose. And then I responded, let's go Rangers. And they sent me a hand saying like five games. So I can't wait for that today.
Oh, so you're on today?
Today, yep, 2:15.
I got to be honest. If I were them, I would have just said, forget it.
Which I think is fair.
You probably have more respect for them if they did that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think they're desperate for my hockey intellect and my witty personality, and they want me to join the show.
You really are good at what you do. You really are.
That sounds heartfelt.
It was,
but I might be trollish on the interview today.
I think you do. I think you should be. I think you need to turn all the Hurricane fans against you because we want that smoke on the show. And then make sure you give them our number to call in if they have any problems.
The Hurricane fans.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
They'll inundate us.
That's what I want.
But listen, let's be honest. They don't really have a great understanding of the game of hockey.
One of these guys are jerks or something.
I might mention that today on the show.
So we'll dominate them then. That's just what we did. Ever since I got a taste of just going after Ty on Twitter, I love it.
You need more.
This is what
happens. You get the taste, and now you're addicted. Now you need more. That's how they get you.
I'm just waiting for Ty to slip up again. Just one more slip up, just so I can attack and pounce.
You go after him?
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you going to need me to launch into it, or are you just going to go right after
him? No, I'll go right. You saw what happened to Winthrop. Poor Winthrop last night just makes a little observation of the game.
What does he do? But it was such a dumb point.
Oh, I know. He just wants to feel a part of it.
I love John. I might like John, you know, next to all you guys on the show, he might be my favorite person at the station.
He's hard not to like.
But
Mickey style.
He should have been thrown out of the game. That was a dirty hit. He left his feet. John, were you watching it?
Yeah, he's touched a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Stop again. RJ, what can I do to get some of the drops removed from the system?
Not a single thing.
Everyone has a price.
Not a single thing.
There's nothing you can do.
Even if he has a price, I'm not going to allow it.
Well, here's the problem.
You're still full of crap, both of you. If I offer you each $500 cash, they're gone.
No. They will live here.
Here's the problem, because there's a backup plan in place now. Because years ago, there was a drop Michael hated, and he hired an outside source to come in and delete drops. So now there's backups.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. He hired an outside source?
Yeah, he had a mole at the station to come
he
in.
He had a night producer do it, right?
Yeah, and start deleting things he didn't like.
Oh, what was that drop, too? I remember this story.
Wait, who's the guilty party here? I need to find out who's
yeah, RJ, air it out. I want to know all of it.
Yeah,
what
who
was
is
the
it?
Drop? Who was it? What was the drop?
I'll see if I can find the drop. I believe he hired Mitchell. Chris Mitchell.
No.
Before,
that makes sense. Oh, no.
Before well, he what, was, do you mean, what do you mean he hired him? he worked at the station.
Well, no. He probably said, hey, you want to do a little freelance work? I'll give you $100. Make sure you find this drop when you're there at night and erase it.
And what was the drop, RJ?
Let me see if I can find it. It's since been attempted to be deleted many times.
Do you remember there was one day that I was filling in on the K-Show? You might not even know this, Rick. And I guess they had a whole folder of, like, RJ, do you remember this embarrassing things Don had said, like where he just can't pronounce the word properly?
Oh, you were there that day?
I led the charge of it.
Oh, why did you do that? There were long-standing ramifications of that.
We played all of the drops.
Oh, no.
Don went crazy.
Shut up!
Like, he can't, I didn't realize he struggles that much with the English language. And
you'd never know it.
Yeah, he can't say anything appropriately.
You're kind of a bad guy.
Why?
Because, I would imagine he's probably that they were in a secret folder for a reason, right?
I don't know about that.
Well, I think you did know.
You think I saw this folder, I stumbled upon them?
Yes.
What was it listed, like the ice cream folder, like something that would be so, generic that nobody would ever go into that folder?
Yeah, exactly right. Like, who would ever go into this folder? And then it's just, you open it up and you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, so really quickly I found it. This was the drop.
You know, as Meyer Lansky said, these are the I don't know what he said.
That's a great drop.
So there were backups made, and here's where the mole portion came in, because I went to fire one of my backups, and instead of the actual drop, it's still labeled as I left it, and this is all that was in there.
He gone.
Oh, and he even put a mock.
So they replaced it with he gone?
It was a message was sent. Yeah,
almost like a salvo.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
You know, I can appreciate
like when
that
someone hacks into your computer.
So like, how did
calling card.
How did you retrieve
yes.
it?
I can't reveal my ways because now
I say Schmed.
You may hire a similar mole and delete my backup system. So I can't tell you that.
Wow, this is station on station crime. This is terrific.
Steven Seagal.
I got to be honest though. Chris Mitchell is responsible for one of maybe the greatest moments in the history of
tell the
of
story
the show.
And then we'll break and come back God. And get to the Mets, please.
Nicole Kidman.
So Mitchie's producing the show, and like
I wasn't on the show at this point.
No, you weren't on the show. No. But like if when we come in at like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock to start the show, it's usually like a moment that happened in the 5 o'clock hour or the 6 o'clock hour.
It's called a rejoin.
It's a rejoin. RJ puts them together, and RJ takes real pride. Santiago takes real pride. Mitchie took real pride. Like, okay, I'm going to do this one. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. And he plays it, and we're listening to it because he kind of like teed it up for us. Like, this is going to be a good one.
He played a few before it went on air.
No. He just said, listen, I got a rejoin I put together. I think you're going to love it. And we're like, okay, we'll make sure we pay attention to the rejoin. And he plays it. And I'm looking through the glass as I'm listening to it. And he's got a big, humongous smile on his face, and it plays. And he used the S word.
My poop's been fine.
Yeah. He called the bleep poop, and he actually left it. He left it in the.
He left it. Not only did he leave it in.
My poop's been fine.
He left it in.
Created the rejoin around that.
Yeah, around it. Yeah.
So I imagine the dump button was hit numerous times.
Multiple times.
Santiago once saved me tremendously.
We've heard that one.
Yeah, let's not tell that one.
No,
yeah,
let's never tell that one. We won't get into the depth of that one. But
we like having you here. We wouldn't want something to happen to you, so let's not revisit this.
Can I please? I've grown up since then. I said words.
You called RJ a munchkin yesterday.
Supposed to be said on radio, and he dumped it like seven times, and he came running into the studio. He's like, would you please go to break?
No, I said, just please go to break in the middle. Like, it's like, I completely destroyed the clock, too. Like, no, I don't care. I need him to break because he's going to keep saying it, and I don't have any dump anymore.
Yeah. And then he came into the studio, and I was like, I didn't know you couldn't say that. He's like, you didn't know you couldn't say that?
Yeah. That's the same thing Mitchie said. He goes, I've never heard that dumped. And we're like, because it's not allowed.
Well, yours is worse. Mine was bad. Yours is worse.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So I got a tweet, and I want to address it quickly here. Kevin Gerard says, Mets come up short. If the Yankees blew a game like this, it would be devastating. Listen, it is crushing. The only defense I will make of the Mets last night is they've been so good, and they've had so many wins where they were done and they came back to win it that you can deal with it a little bit. But it is a devastating loss, a painful loss. So they were down, 8-2, right?
8-2 going into the seventh.
And then I'm done. 8-2, I was like, you know what? Forget it. Peterson hits another home run. I tap out. Wake up, and I see, wait, they had a lead of 11-8. So then they rattled off 9 unanswered.
See, but that's the thing. Yeah, it's devastating. But again, I mean, it wasn't, you're down 8-2. Bassett got knocked around. Like, you should have lost the game. It was
you
should a loss. Have lost,
but I wish they just never came back. Like, if you lose that game 8-3, you know what? That's fine. You lose to the Giants. They're a good team. You've been great. No big deal. To come back and take an 11-8 lead, and then for Drew Smith to be awful, and then to have Edwin Diaz come in and completely melt down in the ninth inning, that's a brutal loss.
Well, not even just blow the save. Yeah,
they blew the whole thing.
Blew the whole thing, yeah.
The save, the game, the everything.
I thought it was interesting they kept Drew Smith in. Not that Joely Rodriguez was good when he came in, but still, I mean, if you look at Jock Peterson's numbers against lefties, they're not great. And Jock Peterson was killing you the entire game.
The entire game. And do you see what he was coming into the game? He was like 4 for his last 46.
So Jock Peterson, career against lefties, has hit 11 home runs and 144 against righties.
Big difference. Buck Showalter addresses that. Here he is on the decision to let Drew Smith face Jock Peterson.
Trying to stay, you know, we're trying to live and fight another day, too, because we got another game tomorrow with a starter that we don't know how far we're going to go, and just a lot of things to consider. You know, Drew's throwing the ball well. Had his probably best fastball of the year, just one pitch. You know, there's so many pitches in that game, so many back and forths. We've been on both sides of it.
It's a terrible loss. Because you had it, and you trust Smith, and you trust Diaz. The only piece of defense I can give to the Mets here is that they've been so good. That's all I can say.
Here's the thing, though. This is what I don't like about that. I get it. And it frustrates me about baseball sometimes, is we got to live to fight another day. That's fine. But who the hell knows what's going to happen today? You have no idea. Like, there was never the thought down 8-2 that the Mets would find their way back into that game. I mean... nine hits seven runs in the eighth inning. And now all of a sudden you're up 11-8. Okay.
Do whatever you have to do to finish whatever this game. And if you lose tomorrow, you lose tomorrow.
That, exactly right. Take this win. You got the series. Be done with it.
I agree with you.
Live to fight another day tomorrow because you've already won the first two. Like, let's just make sure like this is the game that we got because we have it. We don't know what's going to happen.
And now I win the series. And I got, what's the guy today who's starting? What's his name?
Because you could get shelled tomorrow. Before you even get to the bullpen, the game could be over.
Is that how you say his name? Am I right? Zapucky?
Yeah, so I don't understand why you're worried about that. I get it. In theory, it sounds good. But no, you have the win. Take it.
Yeah, you have the win. And then you're off on Thursday, right?
Take the win.
So even if you get hammered today, if you win the game last night and you lose 11-1 today, you've had a phenomenal road trip.
It doesn't matter. Exactly right. It does not matter at all what happens. You scored 25 runs in two games.
Yeah, I know. I mean, their offense has been phenomenal.
So they're
a resilient bunch, I'll tell you that, huh?
Yeah, they are. I didn't love that. I did not love that decision. Or that explanation either.
Here's Edwin Diaz, who completely blew this game on the loss.
That sucks. You know, I want to win every game. You know, I want to help the team to win every game. You know, I got the game in the line like with two outs. I didn't do my job today, so tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow I'm coming to get the ball again and win the game.
He's not going to get the ball today.
Well, you'd like him to. I mean, get back on the horse, right?
Well, I'd like him to get back on the horse, but I mean, he how many pitches did he make last night?
That bad taste out of your mouth?
Oof.
So you could tell he was bearing down, too. The first pitch to Peterson was 101.
And he's been so good this year. Was it on the air that somebody called yesterday, or was that off the air that I was talking to somebody? And they were like, Diaz. And I was like, oh, he's been so good. Yeah, that was on the air.
Yep.
So here's how the bottom of the ninth went. So the Mets had a 12. So they blew the 11-8 lead, because I'm sure a lot of people don't know what happened. So let me walk you through it. So they're up 11-8. Then the Giants score three to tie the game at 11 in the bottom of the eighth. Mets score a run on a sack fly from Nimmo to make it 12-11. And then Diaz
Dom
comes
Smith,
in.
Leadoff triple.
Yeah, leadoff triple. Wilmer Flores, base hit. Then Tommy La Stella, who had hit a massive home run earlier in the game off of Bassett, hits into a double play. So now you're up by a run, one out away. Mike Yastrzemski walks, Darren Ruff single, Jock Peterson single, ties the game at 12. Brandon Crawford single, game over, 13-12.
It's the walks, man. It's the walks. They always come back to bite you, always. And Ruff, man, I mean, you want to talk about just the bad, like it's not a great athlete. Like, he can't stretch at first. You saw what he did in left field. They can barely run. Oof.
That guy feels like a DH, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a tough watch. Tough watch. Lindor had a big day, though. Six RBIs. That was nice.
Yeah, listen, you can't complain about the offense.
Escobar seems like he's got it going.
Well, everybody had it going. Everybody's hitting the baseball now.
But that's big, though. He's one of the guys that you pointed to yesterday that's been underwhelming. So the last couple games, he's
getting
it going.
He's been much better. Did you see? So he's 4-for-46. Who Jock Peterson had a pregame sit-down with?
No, I didn't see that.
Barry Bonds.
That'll help.
Sits down with Barry Bonds, three home runs later.
Yeah, 4-for-6, three home runs, eight RBI. Thanks.
Eight RBI. That's something.
And that was a shot that he hit.
He's got immense power.
Oh, shot.
He almost reminds me of like a little better version of Joey Gallo.
I guess.
You don't seem to really care for that.
No, I think I think I probably would say I trust him a little bit more than Joey Gallo.
Well, and what did I say? I said a little better version of Joey Gallo.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't like it. The whole way that Joey Gallo approaches hitting just drives me crazy. Like, I can't. Like, even if I was a guy that hit 30-something bombs a season and walked a lot, if I was to walk up to the plate and see my average at, like, 176, I would vomit in my mouth.
I'm surprised he hasn't said, like, can we keep the board dark during
Yeah, like, just don't even put my average up there. Like, I would be sick.
Right. Just like a stat. Like, Gallo has, eight home runs in his last 16 games.
I say that to my kids all the time when they get out because they're all upset. Like, now that his kid pitched, like, oh. I'm like, listen.
Don't worry. Joey Gallo stinks.
Joey Gallo gets hit, like, once every 10 at-bats. You'll be fine.
Well,
he's a major leaguer.
He doesn't get two hits in 10 at-bats, guys. He doesn't even do that.
Yeah, and he's on the Yankees. You guys can do it.
That's right. If you hit 184, you too can be on the Yankees. But yeah, rough loss from the Mets last night. But yeah, here's the thing. If I saw it, I think I would be more heartbroken. If I lived it, I think it would been worse for me. You lived it.
Now, I lived it on
the DVR, but you still lived it.
I lived it.
So when they went up 11-8, were you like, what were you dancing? Were you like dancing Larry?
Well, no, I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic. They go up, and then yeah, I mean, that's what frustrated me the most. You get two quick outs. I mean, you ran it down. Eighth inning, you get two quick outs.
Ugh.
And you're okay, here we go. We'll get out of this. And then, you know, he has the... See, at that point, I mean, you're going to... If he struggles, you're going to go to Joely anyway. So Peterson's already killing you. He struggles against lefties. And as soon as Smith walks rough on four straight pitches, I was like, you know what? And that was after Hefter came out to talk to him.
I know. You know what stinks? So in the eighth inning, you're up 11-8. Two outs, and they get three. In the ninth inning, you're up 13-12. Two outs, and they get two.
You're up 12-11 in the ninth.
Right.
Yeah, 12, they get two.
But you had a three-run lead, two yep. outs. You urinate that away. Yep. And then you're up by a run in the ninth, two outs, and then you let that get away.
Yeah, my argument, too, to Buck Showalter would be like, listen, I mean, even if you don't want to go, like, you don't want to waste another arm, because you're trying to, you know, protect yourself today because we don't know how long the starter's going to go. Like, I can't get Diaz to give me four outs. I can't do that.
If they would have won last night and Buck
I could care less what happens
saying,
today.
You know what, guys? You're going to see Holderman. It's going to be like the B-level bullpen.
Dom Smith could pitch for all I care.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what? They went into Colorado, won two out of three. They went to San Francisco. They won two out of three. Now they have a day off. Now they come home for Philly. I'm good. I'm good.
Solid. But, set.
Exactly.
Especially the way they came back and fought.
Well, so go find a way to win the game today now.
Yeah, but I hate that. That mindset bothers me. I don't like it either. It's staring you in the face.
I don't
you
like it either.
You have two outs in the eighth inning.
Especially when you come back from down six runs.
That's what I'm saying. You're two outs in the eighth inning. You scored 25 runs in two games. You don't have any idea what you're going to get from your starter tomorrow. Like, just win this one. You won the series.
Could be a disaster. All right, RJ's yelling at me, scolding me, because you don't have any attention for the clock. None at all. You're eating right at the stump, Rothenberg. So, Santi, let's go. It's time.
He's confident.
I want to be a college professor.
He's arrogant.
I'm the talent.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You like his book. You should read his book.
I don't read.
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Uh-oh. Well, Stump Rothenberg brought to you as always by the fine folks at Jackpocket. Let's go. 1-800-919-3776. Andy in Merrick, who must be feeling wonderfully the way the New York Rangers are playing. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, DNR.
Oh, you
whatever.
Can
whatever.
You can hear the disgust in his voice.
I love it. So good.
It's going to be Andy from Aruba if this continues.
I love Aruba.
Dave, we're going to pivot today. We're going to go a little baseball for you. You were just talking about Joey Gallo and some of the great strikeout hitters going on.
Yeah.
I know that you know that Reggie Jackson is the all-time whiff king. In fact, the top three guys, Jackson, Jim Tomei, and Adam Dunn, were all left-handed. Mm-hmm. But today's question is, can you tell me who ranks number four and who is the right-handed all-time whiff king?
I think it's Sammy Sosa. Andre Dawson, I believe, is up there too, but I think it's Sammy Sosa.
The Hawk?
Yeah, the Hawk, who actually won MVP on a last place team. Right-handed most strikeouts in the history of baseball?
That's the question.
I'll go with one Sammy Sosa.
You would be correct. He had 16 more than A-Rod.
Oh, A-Rod was right there.
I still cannot believe that A-Rod didn't try to find his way back for like at least a half a season to try to get to 700.
He was done.
Listen, it's always Pujols, but still, like get Pujols, to 700.
Pujols can hit monstrous home runs off position players now.
I would still be playing.
Asset.
If I was A-Rod, I'd still be playing, trying to get the 700.
Your favorite guy. Do you not want to do Stump Rothenberg today?
No, I have a question and everything. I'm good.
All right, good. Because, I mean, it feels like you're standing in the way as best you can.
Well, no, because I don't want you to spend time trying to think. Like, I want you boom, boom, boom.
I thought I gave that answer pretty quickly.
That was terrific.
All right, Sal and Duchess, your favorite. Go ahead, Sal. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Buongiorno, fellas. All right, Rangers.
Buongiorno, Sal.
Alive. Here we go. Oh, just before I get to that, don't worry about your colonoscopy. It's your best 45-minute nap you ever had.
I've heard good things about that, yeah.
They're not going to have a hard time getting the scope up there. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It'll be easy. I mean, the prep is hard, but for him, it's good because they'll be, you know, they can't say.
Can you please, for God's sake, can we please get to the question?
Yes, I just want to say for that day, they can't say you're full of crap. You'll be all cleaned out.
That's very clever.
Buongiorno. I love you, Sal.
So, NBA question.
Yeah.
What team does Steve Kerr, as a head coach, has a losing record against?
Are we including the postseason?
No. It was just regular season, if I understood right.
What show did you see this on?
Swagoo.
Oh, a little Swagoo action.
Swagoo gave this to you?
Yep. Just the other day. Matter of fact, yeah, I think it was just the other day.
It was just the other day. Boy, I don't think I know this. I'm going to say it's an Eastern Conference team.
Okay, you got it. It's Eastern Conference.
All right. Boy, I don't know.
Record is 7-9, if that helps any.
7-9. I would think, you know, it's not the Knicks. I would think, I don't know, Bucks, Bulls. I'll say the Chicago Bulls, but I don't think that'll be accurate.
Nope. The answer was Boston Celtics.
Oh.
Good question, Sal. Well done.
All right, so we're 1-1. Let's go to Marco in Brooklyn. Marco, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, guys. So who holds the record in basketball for having the most fouls?
Most fouls committed in a career?
Yes. Or the most fouls ever for a player.
I think it's Kareem.
You are correct.
Yeah.
That was
fast enough for you?
That was nice.
Yeah. 1-800-919-3776. You want to play?
I want to play.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Can you tell me who is the all-time leader in Rangers playoff goals? All-time leader Rangers playoff goals.
Is it Huska? Is
nope.
It Huska?
It is not.
Rangers wants to... I think it's going to be an old-time guy. Andrade Idolo. Is it Idolo?
No, he's fifth on the list.
I would... Yeah. It feels like it's too easy, because I would say Gilbert, but now I don't know. So, I mean, I think Kreider has 30.
Yeah, correct.
And six this postseason, but that's not the most.
It's not the most.
So it's more than... could it be my buddy Graves?
Gravy, that could be a possibility. Maybe I'm tying it in. I am tricky like that.
Yeah, but I think that Gilbert played more games than Graves in the postseason. Yeah, you are tricky. I don't know what to do. I'm torn between Gilbert, Messier, and Graves.
Those are three good choices.
That's three opportunities. I'm going to say, without a ton of confidence, I'm going to say, in order, I would go Gilbert, Messier, Graves. Final hesitant answer.
That is correct. Rod,
yes!
Gilbert has 34. Kreider has 30. Messier, 29. Graves, 28. Well done.
Do you see what I just did?
I do. You gave me the whole list.
Let's go to the nation's capital. Greg in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Rick. Dave, congrats on the Rangers, man. That was some game.
Thank you.
I got a baseball question, another negative record.
Okay.
Seems to be the theme here today. So this active future Hall of Famer is the all-time leader for hitting into double plays in a career.
Ooh.
Cabrera, maybe?
No, I think it's Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's a big jump from him to whoever's next. Although Cabrera's a good guess.
It's not a bad guess.
No. I bet you Ivan Rodriguez is probably also up there.
You want me to look it up?
Sure. Sure. All right, RJ, ready for the five pack?
No, very ready.
No. No.
Here we go. Daryl Talley.
Now, I always was bothered by the fact that Daryl Talley was allowed to wear number 56.
You know, it's funny you say that because I'll let Ray tell you. Ray, what was your nickname for Daryl Talley?
I called Daryl Talley as a kid the Bargain Basement LT because the Giants and Bills back then, they both had very similar uniforms. But the helmets
like,
were the helmets were different.
Filene's Basement.
Basically,
yeah. Stuff
basically but like the jerseys looked almost exactly the same. So.
He went to West Virginia, by the way.
He did. How about Larry Johnson? LJ.
The running back?
No, no.
Grandmama?
Yeah.
Well, why is it no, no? You went football. I thought maybe you were saying football. The running back would be Penn State. The forward would be UNLV.
Sure. Correct. Boy, who had a quicker rise and fall than Larry Johnson, the running back, by the way? Frank Reich.
Maryland.
Yeah, there you go. Trust it. Rick Fox.
You want to go?
No, this is your segment.
Rick Fox, I believe Rick Fox was from Barbados or Barbuda or somewhere.
He's a handsome
man. Very handsome. Hit a game-winning shot against Oklahoma when Carolina was the 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And beat Oklahoma, who was the 1. And you have to remember, the team I detest the most in all of college basketball, North Carolina.
That was a long, circuitous way of getting the answer correct.
This is what he does.
Yep. And finally, Tommy Maddox.
UCLA.
Yeah. Well done. Good work.
Thank you.
Good work, David.
You're all over the place today.
I am smart.
I tried to get you today.
Melange.
And you did not.
I failed.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.